My name is John Erling, and today's date is October 7th, 2025. So, Donna, would you state your full name, please?
Donna Jo Hardesty.
And your birth date?
December 16th, 1936.
And your present age?
I'm 88. I'll be 89 in December.
Okay. Where are we recording this interview?
In my home in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
Frederick, Oklahoma.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name was Ethel Chaban. That was her maiden name. C-H-A-B-A-N-D.
Okay. Where was she born and where did she grow up?
She grew up in Caddo County.
What was her personality like?
She was a teacher. She spent most of her life teaching. She was a good mother. She was kind and gentle and had five kids, which I'm not sure she planned on having that many, but our house was always dirty.
What was your house like? Was it big, small, or?
Oh, it was small, probably two or three bedroom. It was just outside Carnegie, Oklahoma.
So that means you had five brothers and sisters.
Yes, and I'm the oldest.
So how many girls or boys?
Three girls, one boy, and myself.
So that was a little close, wasn't it, in that house?
We had little kids running around everywhere.
Your father's name?
Lloyd Manley. Lloyd W. Manley.
What was his personality like?
He was strict. He farmed as well as taught school in Carnegie. Me being the oldest, I spent a lot of time in the field. When I was 15, I drove a pickup truck with a combine header on the back, and he drove the big truck with the combine on the back, and we went harvest in Burke Bennett, Texas, and I drove all the way down there. I didn't even have a driver's license.
You went down there to harvest for other people?
Yes,
in Texas?
Yes, yes.
Way to make extra money.
And their harvest was always a little bit before ours. My father was a wheat farmer, and being further south, there's always got ripe, and we got back home in time to do ours.
Mm-hmm. So you were expected to work, weren't you?
Yeah, I've got a good work ethic.
But he was a teacher in addition to being a farmer.
Yes, he was.
And he was a teacher where?
In Carnegie, he taught science in junior high.
Okay, and your mother?
Taught fourth grade in Carnegie.
Was a lot expected of you as far as?
I did a lot of babysitting. And Jackie, my youngest sister, who's 16 months younger than I am, did the laundry. We had a little chicken house with a washing machine and water. And we did all the laundry when the weather were provided, hung them out. One thing I remember doing was Mother always made starch for us to take to the laundry room. And we starched her nightgown and hung it up and let it drip dry. And then we starched it again until it would stand up in the floor. And then we took it into her. We thought it was so funny, but she didn't think it was funny. She made us go back out and wash the nightgown again.
You guys were having fun.
I guess.
To get, like, your father, he went to college.
He went to OU. And he was a wrestler.
Yeah, wrestler.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a nickname for him?
Bull.
Bull Manley.
Uh-huh.
What a name.
He was a big old guy.
And I was reading about him. He almost made the Olympics.
Yes, he did.
So would you say he was at least 6 feet or taller? Pretty
yes.
Big, tall guy?
Yeah, 6'3" or 6'4".
So your mother, she went to college.
She went to OU. My grandmother moved to Norman when my mother and her younger sister, she had a sister 1 year younger than she was. My grandmother rented a boarding house, a big house, and made a boarding house out of it so she could keep an eye on the girls and took in people, sold bedrooms to people, college kids.
Oh, in Norman?
Uh-huh.
Your grandmother did that?
Yes. She loaded up and went with them.
So when your mother went there and your father was going to OU, did they go at the same time, your mother and your father?
I believe so,
right.
Yeah.
And so your grandmother was there to keep an eye on everybody.
Yes.
Your grandmother was quite industrious.
She was the hardest working person I've ever seen. I mean, she would get up, cook breakfast. All of my grandfather's brothers kind of moved in with him, and some of them eventually got married, but she cooked for all of them and did their laundry, and she milked the cows, and she gathered the eggs, and picked up pecans. She picked up enough pecans one fall to buy a new car, and she didn't even drive.
Wow. So that's your grandmother on your mother's side?
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't mind being poor when I was young. My parents were fairly frugal, and my mother didn't even have a washing machine until all the kids moved out. I mean, a washer-dryer.
Did any of those houses early on were they all with electricity? Or did you ever live without electricity?
Yes, when we were children, we lived on a place that didn't have electricity. And it didn't have indoor plumbing or water. We had to go to the well and bring in the water. And we all took a bath once a week, and all the same bathtub and the same water. It was a lot of work.
That was in Carnegie?
It was south of Carnegie. It was on one of the farms we owned. There was a house on it, and we moved there at some point. And then eventually we moved in just outside Carnegie.
Mm-hmm. So at night, you have kerosene lamps for your light. And for heat, you'd have a big burn wood, I suppose.
Yeah, they had a wood stove. And Roger's parents didn't have electricity or water or indoor plumbing when we married and moved in with them. But there were always, and that was a man's job, was to carry the water.
Mm-hmm.
But we all took a bath in the same water. We started with the youngest.
Mm-hmm. So even when you moved in with Roger's parents, they didn't have electricity either.
I don't think so.
No.
They did have a telephone. But I think they had to pull their own telephone line from wherever it was to their house, dig the poles and put them up.
They had to do it themselves.
Yes. And my mother's father and his brothers built the schoolhouse, and that part of the country was called Alden. My family was French. My grandfather was French. A full-blood Frenchman. And they were not well educated, but they read a lot and had a lot of good ideas. They invented something for lighting at my grandmother's house. But they're always building something. And they built a school and a church with their own money.
But your sisters growing up, who dominated? Was it you or one of your other sisters? Were they the most dominant, telling everybody else what to do? Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah, we had fun. I mean, my youngest sister, and my sister just younger than me, was always kind of a prima donna. She always liked to get dressed up. And she was not real big on working the farm. She didn't like have to go to the field. It was dirty and get sunburned, and we were driving trucks when we were not old enough to drive trucks.
Yeah. What are their names?
Jackie Witt is my sister that's just younger than me. And then there's my brother who lives in Carnegie. His name is Mike, and he's probably 3 or 4 years younger than whoever I just mentioned. And then there's Karen and Kathy.